right in the middle of the week, we usually have a thunderbolt of education, like the thunder and lightning we had this morning. And John Fischetti always delivers that for us. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, this morning we're going to be talking about alternate ways to get into university. The generally accepted main thing is you go through high school, you get the results you need, fingers crossed, and you move into a course that you want. But sometimes it doesn't always work out that way, and there are other ways to get in. And I guess, firstly, other reasons why we should always be thinking about doing something beyond school anyway.
Well, Mark, I think there's two big picture reasons, and then we'll get into the specifics. The first is that we were in a society where about 30% of us really needed to be really well educated. Those were the tickets that might have come from the equivalent of the ATAR or the HSC. New South Wales folks know all about how that process is gone. But now we're in a time when we need everyone to be really well skilled, in part because there's nothing to do if you're not. In every one of the professions, if you're not continuing to reinvent yourself and relearn, you're really obsolete, because technology is making the lower end skills redundant. And you know that from all the different businesses where your friends and family are always being challenged to continue to raise their skills. The other is a myth that's out there that actually you shouldn't be that well educated because there's all these people running around with degrees from universities that don't have jobs. Well, actually, you're many times more likely to be employed and successfully and have a happy life with the best education, not the worst. So we have to counter that argument that says just sort of settle for the least education you can get. In fact, we need everyone to be highly skilled in all the different jobs and professions that are out there.
I guess as well, as we go through our lives, what we think we want can change as well. So I've got a couple of family members that have studied certain disciplines and ended up working in areas completely different, but it's been that particular skill that's been able to hop across to a different field of expertise and boom, off and running.
Yeah, there was a report that was issued last year from Youth Force Australia that talked about the linking of those professions that aren't so different. It is the skill set, the critical thinking, collaboration, adaptive reasoning, problem solving. The things, when you're a very clever writer and reader, you can probably translate that to lots of things. Build web content is one of the biggest things in the world right now. So there's opportunities, if you don't come the straightforward ways, to get into uni that many folks actually are surprised to know about. And the University of Newcastle, we have at least three, and there's many more pathways that are emerging. One is for high school students who didn't quite meet the mark in the traditional ways. There's enabling programs such as NewStep, which allow you to study for a year. A lot of it can be online, and build those skills you might be slightly weaker in. Those might be literacy and numeracy, or the confidence that you can do a full university course. Those are very easily accessed. The other is the program that is the Open Foundation for more mature age students who are coming back around the Hunter. There's so many folks saying, I wish I had. And this is a way to gain access and on a part-time or full-time basis, get yourself back ready to go to a full university program.
What are the general age, I'm going to say restrictions, that might be the wrong term, but what generally age group would fall into each of those categories?
So Open Foundation typically would be 18 to 20, those school leavers right away who may know that they want to continue, but they may be just short in some of the basic skills or the confidence. And for Open Foundation is more mature age, 20 and above, and that goes way above. And then YAPUG is a similar program, particularly targeted for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students who might be thinking that a specially culturally sensitive and appropriate program would be right for them. Those are the three main pathways, but obviously there's other ways, and that is to go through TAFE, get a certificate or two, and show you can qualify by doing post-secondary work, and use those as entree qualifications. And a lot of folks in TAFE programs may not realize that success in TAFE will possibly be an entree to a degree at the university as well.
Yeah, because if you do a certain TAFE course, you can come to do the degree. It's like, oh, I don't have to do this part and this part because I'm technically already qualified through the other way.
And emerging pathways over the next decade or so will include the ability to show your work. You may have run your own business, or you may be a high school student that's done a work-integrated learning component and can put together a portfolio. There's lots of ways to build your case that you have other evidence that you can provide that says, I can do this degree. The other piece is not to mislead yourself that you just take a degree and it's going to be fine. It's to try to build two or three skills that you were mentioning a while ago. Add a second language. Build in a technical skill. Get the computer technologies you might need. Do engineering with business. Combining things is the versatility you need for the uncertain market ahead, not just a single potential BA in English. A BA in English with Chinese you might be an international diplomat, and you didn't even know that was on the cards when you started. So the double badging of degrees is a really good way to go, and some people coming in aren't thinking that creatively. That's going to be helpful to open some doors.
Perhaps as a translator, jet-setting all over the world. Sounds great.
Yes, or as a morning DJ.
I only have one. I struggle with English, John, let alone a second language. Mate, thanks for coming in. We'll catch up with you next week. As always, Professor John Fischetti, enlightening us on some of the things that are happening in the world of education.